Okay, let's just say it's like 5 o'clock and you're hungry, but you're doing really good at your health goals and the things that you said you weren't going to eat and you were going to eat. You open up the refrigerator. All that's in there is leftover pizza that your family had, okay? And maybe like a fried chicken sandwich that your husband didn't finish. And then you find yourself microwaving god dang on pieces of pizza and you done broke all the things you said that you weren't going to break. Because you know what? Eating healthy is not a willpower problem. It's a setup problem, okay? But once you got Factor, all that's over, all right? Because Factor is going to help you hit your nutritional goals this season without the planning, grocery runs, or cooking, all right? Because imagine in that same scenario, you open up the refrigerator and you see right there, you got a nice little salmon dinner with vegetables. It's going to be a lot easier to grab that, throw it in the microwave for 2 minutes, bow, 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 eat it. And then you've stuck to your goals. Factor has meals built around your goals, whether it's weight loss, overall nutrition, more protein, or GLP-1 support. For strength and workout recovery, check out Factor's Muscle Pro Collection. Fresh, never frozen, over 100 rotating weekly meals, including globally inspired flavors like Mediterranean, Asian, so that there's always something new to look forward to. Try the newly launched ready-to-eat salads with vibrant ingredients like elote corn and miso edamame, plus 70-plus add-ons to round out your nutrition from green juices to peanut butter energy bites. Ready in 2 minutes. Factor shops, preps, cooks, and delivers straight to your door so you have more time for everything you love this spring. I have used Factor, and baby, I loved it. Okay, 5 stars. Head to factorsmeals.com/SK50off.
SK50off.
And use code SK50off.
SK50off.
To get 50% off and free daily greens per box with new subscription only while supplies last until September 27, 2026. Again, that is factormeals.com/SK50off.
SK50 off. And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome. Here's the thing. I'm Kev on stage. She.
That chick angel.
Welcome to the podcast.
Again,
the 6th anniversary of Here's the Thing. 6 years since White Blessing.
Yeah.
6 years since Angel had a little chair and no death. If you've been with us for a day, a month.
Yeah.
Shut up. Joshy.
He's a
Joshy
bottle
got
guy.
The bottle, girl. I'm going. We want to thank you guys so much for your love, support, your ears, your eyes, your monetary woo, woo. Support, your clicks, your likes, your shares. You coming to the tour. We're here.
We here.
Would you have imagined that when you sat across from me that you would be here 6 years later?
Yeah.
You would have?
Yeah.
You would have imagined?
Yes. Why not?
6 years?
I mean, Kevin, how difficult is this job for you?
This job is very easy.
Exactly.
This job, very. I drive my car, I park it, I say, ha, ha, ha.
Funny, funny joke. Ha, ha, ha. Yes. So, yeah.
You feel like 6 years went by fast? Because I low-key can't believe it's six.
I was like, cat can't do the math.
6 years.
Insane.
How many podcasts go 6 years? We ain't had no falling out. We ain't been down to
a deal.
Without a deal.
That's crazy.
At this point, we almost do it for the love of the game.
I know. I'm like, where's the deal at?
It's because we know ball. We love ball.
We believing in podcasts as a genre. We yet holding on, like Mother Sherman said. Well, keep on keeping on, baby.
Oh, now, they said we the same age as Amar.
We going to first grade.
We going to first grade.
But no, seriously, thank you guys. Whether you have come once, twice, three times a lady, whether you're in the Patreon or not, whether you've been in the Patreon, you left, you've been in Patreon the whole time, you answered the call when it was dicey.
Dicey.
It was dicey. And I said, if this Patreon don't change, you ain't going to make no. That's about 2 years ago now.
About two
year and a half ago. A little bit.
Jesus. How Six many years. Been here that since the first episode?
Since White Blessings.
Of me and Kevin on this sitting here. You know, yeah, this show is very, here's the thing, is truly a good time. It's very much so just what do our little slow brains think about things of the world.
That's it.
And I can understand why people would listen to this foolishness, mm-hmm. because they brains is slow too, and they need to hear somebody else with a slow brain. And then also, it's the commonality of how we were raised and how many of the people in this thing have such a similar upbringing, which is crazy.
It really is.
It is insane.
It really, really is.
And then when you mix in the Latinx.
We got Latinx over here.
Okay. The one that's keeping us grounded. Well, sometimes not. Sometimes you right up in the wind with us.
When arms wide, whore upon.
And I'll be like, Josh, no, you're supposed to tether us to reality. Yeah, he's like, nope. Let's throw it all in.
He'd be up here with like, what's it like at?
Yeah.
So yeah. Again, thank you, it's Angel, for saving me from this.
Thank you.
I looked up and it was 27 when we started this.
God dog it.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh,
and
my
you're
33? God.
33?
33, man.
That's crazy. That's fucking crazy.
I had just turned 27, like 2 weeks before that. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
That somehow makes it way worse than 6 years.
Yeah.
Even though 27 to 33 is also 6 years, you being 27, did you have a house then?
No. That end of that year.
Yeah. You bought your house at 27?
Because I remember him getting the place.
You've owned a home for 6 years.
That's scary.
I know. That's why I said, oh, Josh is grown. Yeah, he grown.
A man on a home.
He a baby and grown.
That principal moved an inch, not even a mile, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
My first house in Washington, that principal was like, you look at me every month. I'm going to be right here.
I'm going to be
I don't know why you keep looking over here. Ain't nothing changed.
Almost get you.
You got to go to year 11 when you start to make a dent on me.
Oh, man.
We going interest first.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah, that balance ain't changing
ever.
At all. I met Josh. He was 20 years old.
I know. That's crazy.
And he drank the beer.
You know Josh.
And I didn't tell his mom. I didn't know his mom or his dad yet. But he drank the beer and I smoked a weed.
And you should. Oh.
He did both of those things. And he Joshua. Was not 21. And weed wasn't legal yet.
Medicinally.
And I didn't turn him into the police.
I can't believe it.
I let
it.
Him live.
I had glaucoma at a young age.
But anyway, thank you guys very, very, very much for the love and support and your audio listens. We will continue as long as you will have us. And if you have us monetarily, we'll continue for a long time. Amen.
And Unruly Cousins is coming.
Unruly Cousins! We shot an episode yesterday doing aerial arts. It's a funny good time.
It took me 3 hours to get my stomach to go, go down. Not food.
Because you was upside down.
Your stomach was, they're just confused.
I ate too much. I ate like a big girl right before I came. I was like, blah, blah, I need nourishment. Blah, blah, blah.
He was eating like a dummy. All right. Also, Safe Space is out on Tubi right now. It's doing. Please continue to watch it. Run it up. Everything matters. Every view matters. Every share matters. It all matters. All right, let's start. Angel.
Yeah.
Sports.
Yeah.
Are in. Knicks.
They did it.
In 5.
It was more like Knicks in 53, but they won in that fifth game. And nothing is better than what feels like an underdog story.
Yeah.
Nothing feels better. I was so happy for New York. I was like, because one, they got the type of fans that's going to give you what you need.
Yeah.
They going to give you the good job. We did it as a community. You know what I'm saying? They going to shut down streets.
Yeah.
They going to sing songs like they're in a musical together.
Yeah. They lit a bus on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see this.
I am so happy for that team. I'm so happy for the people of New York, for all the players. I'm so happy for the people who, the other sports commentators. They're not as good as me, but they're okay. Monica
McNutt.
Yeah,
Monica the radio. McNutt. She's on MSG Radio, black woman. Mm-hmm. She does a great job. Mm-hmm. big fans of her here on the pod.
Yeah.
Spike Lee.
I hope he does get a ring.
They should give him a ring.
Well, because I heard, now this could be wrong, I heard they gave Jack Nicholson.
The Lakers did?
Uh-huh, in 2010. I might have the wrong celebrity. I think it's Jack Nicholson. Whoever the Lakers.
Yeah,
he's Jack Nicholson. In 2010 when they won, he got a ring.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, why not? It ain't like it's going to cost them too much to do. Just print another one.
You know they're ordering extras.
Right.
Just print another one. It'd be foolish if they didn't.
I'm 43 years old. The Knicks had not won in my lifetime plus 10 years. And I remember the old Knicks, Latrell Sprewell, Allen Houston, Patrick Ewing's finger roll off the back iron, the Carmelo Anthony Knicks, the stinky years when you didn't know none of the niggas on the Knicks. And now, Jalen Brunson, Carl Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges, Josh Hart. Who's the other starting five? Mitchell Robinson, he's in there. Oh, there's another nigga I'm missing. Jose Alvarado. Who am I missing? OG Anunoby. Also, Jeremy Lin. Lin Sanity was a good time. It was great. What do you think about people like, Becky Hammond? You know what she said about Jalen Brunson, right?
She said, that guy, Becky Hammond. You know, I don't even want to repeat what she said because it was so rude.
I get it.
So freaking unnecessary. And I don't really like putting that type of energy back into the world because for me... Who cares about his size?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
It's about his heart.
It's about his heart.
Okay. No Josh. His heart and his spirit and his skill is what got him where he is.
Yes.
And you worried about how big or small he is.
And Angel, you know, she doesn't want to say it, but I will for those of you who don't know. And I respect you for not saying it, Angel. She said the Knicks got to have a dude. They don't have a dude. They need a 1A guy. And basically, and I'm paraphrasing this, if your best player is small, it is unlikely that you'll ever win a championship.
Exactly.
Steph Curry, I know you don't want to say it. Isaiah Thomas, it doesn't often happen.
What the crazy thing hear, is though, funny. Go ahead. What I want to hear is Angel's opinion on what Jalen Brunson's dad said.
Yes.
That motherfucker. You know, because I said, who's asking your opinion? You said Jalen or Becky's?
Jalen Brunson's dad.
Why would we care about Becky Hammond's dad?
Well, his dad was like, give me the damn trophies.
That's right.
He sure did say that.
He said, I'm taking all of them. And he went and took them. He said, thank you. And thank you. And I understand that sentiment. That's a good daddy.
That's a great dad. If my baby won the championship, you come visit this trophy when you come visit me for Crimma.
Period. You done came up out of my body?
I don't. You came from my balls and then you play basketball.
That MVP is my most valuable peen.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Period.
That's very funny.
I told y'all what my mama said. It's nasty. I shouldn't say it. But she said it. Once I got all them NAACP nominations, she said, somebody needs to take a picture of my vagina. And I said, why would somebody do that? She said, because that's where greatness comes from.
You make so much sense in the context of your mother.
Yes. Yeah.
You just her plus.
Yeah.
Her plus more.
Yeah. Her plus funny thing about segregated South. Yeah, go ahead.
The Becky Hammond comments, she said that prior to the Knicks trading for Kat, and she's not the only person. Stephen A. Smith said the same thing. So did Nick Wright. I think because Becky Hammond is a woman.
Absolutely.
They're like, you get back in the kitchen and you make more meatballs. It's like, Stephen A. Smith and Nick Wright don't get none of the smoke. They said the same thing. And they got Kat. Kat was a big part. Now, Jalen Brunson was the best player on her team.
What did he do? 40?
Yeah, had a 40 ball. I think 40 or 43, something like that.
Dang.
And Becky Hammond, they asked her a couple weeks ago. She was like, man, who cares? If he proves me wrong, man. I don't care. That was like Ricky Bobby's dad. That was high, man. You could come in third or fourth. Hell, you could come in fifth.
She's like, my job is not to be right. It's to have something to say.
Yeah. She was like, I still believe it, but the data has proven that that's not incorrect. Okay. And if he does, if he proves me wrong, he proves me wrong. Stop asking me about that. It's just like, I'm at practice. But on Twitter, they're like, get Becky Hammon on the line. But actually, her appreciate her even before they won, being like, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Stephen A. Smith, most of them talking heads, Skip Bayless, they'll never admit. They say the most backwards, awful.
He apologized. Stephen, I think, apologized.
To Jalen Brunson?
Yeah.
What'd he say? I didn't see this. A sports analyst.
Somebody said it, and I said, oh, my God. He apologized on his first take. What is that called?
First take.
Oh, look at, I'm two for two right now.
You are.
Let me see what it said. Stephen A. Smith, Jalen Brunson apology.
This is my sorry for 2004, and I ain't gonna hurt you no more this year.
Here we go. Let me see if it'll play. Oh yeah, because he went on first take. Let me mute me, and let me go back to this. Okay, hold on, it's y'all. That
gangster love.
Hey, Jalen, how are you?
How y'all doing? How you
good?
Moving?
Good,
how you
to
moving
see
today?
You.
Fantastic. No sleep. Life was good.
No sleep at all. You have been all over the airwaves here in the last, couple hours this morning. It's only 11:30 here in New York, and here you are. How are we feeling, champion, MVP?
Feel great.
Feeling good?
Yeah.
What has the last 24, 48 hours been like for you?
It's been good. I've been able to celebrate. And also been able to ask for television.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
He's about to. Second confession. You got best on national television.
Hold on, let me go back a little bit.
it's a good feeling. Let me confess on national television. You got on national television. I was telling them, nobody trolls me better than you the way that you do it, because when, you know, last year when y'all beat Boston, I'm on the court and he just walks up to me and looks me in my face and goes, I'm not going to even say anything. And just walked away. That's what he does, because he remembered that I doubted the brother when he was coming out of Villanova. He was in Dallas. I said, all right, brother can play, but we getting him here in a 4-year deal in 2022. I'm like, what, this is not Kevin Durant. What the hell are we going to do? He, in his own way, he reminds me of this
every time.
Every time. It's automatic. It's automatic. Because me and Pops go back over 30 years. National television. Owe this man an apology. You know what I'm saying? I am grateful for what you have done for this city, what y'all have done for this city. And you won't be hearing any more doubts from me.
Well, nigga, it's too late now. I mean, what are you talking about?
He got the ring. Well, what the hell else would he have to do if you were still doubting?
Literally, what could you say? Can't do it again. Can't do it twice.
You won't be hearing any more doubts from me or your time at Villanova.
I know it was an R in Villanova.
Boy, let me tell you what I don't like about Talking Heads, hot take based sports journalism. And Angel, I'm glad you don't do this. When I came up, you had the announcers who announced the game. Sports Center anchors just reviewed what happened in the game. You missed the game? Sports Center, this is what happened. Booyah, he's on fire. Top 10. They didn't spend a lot of time saying, oh, this person will never win. ESPN did a show called Cold Pizza. This is the predecessor to debate culture when I was in college, and it was like a fun little, we're gonna talk about sports during the day. Yeah. Chop chop deep deep deep. Then when I'm trying to remember what the first show was. Was it First Take? Did First Take beget the hot take culture?
Around the Horn?
Yeah, Around the Horn, PTI, but I think First Take became the like debate show. And now it's like, in order to get you to watch, I gotta say something. And now it's just all that.
Yeah.
Wimby will never win. And you will never be greater than, like, I would rather us discuss things that have happened. Hey, I think these people going to win. I think these people going to win. Let's watch. Mm-hmm. But it's always, Joshie will never have a camera backwards. Angel could never have blonde hair. These are achievable things.
I think it's like, it's just clickbait.
Yes.
And when did First Take first air? 2007. So they probably originated clickbait, like outside of tabloids.
They probably did.
Of just being like, let me say a very just abrasive opinion to get you to want to engage with me, whether it be negatively or positively. Absolutely. You're going to engage with me. But I'm also not on that basketball court, so it doesn't really matter what the hell I say.
Really don't matter.
Not at all. It's not going to change how they play. It's not going to change how they sleep. What will change how they sleep is Lisa.
Yes, it will.
Okay, a lot of families, like a lot of families, our nighttime routine revolves around getting everyone settled and ready for the next day. Once the kids are asleep, that quiet moment to rest and recharge really matters to me. And with my Sapira, okay, mattress from Lisa, my bed feels like a sleep sanctuary. Fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up feeling truly rested, which has my busy mornings much smoother. From night one, you'll feel the difference. Premium materials that deliver serious comfort and full body support, no matter how you sleep. Just take the Lisa Sleep Quiz and you'll find the perfect match in less than 2 minutes. Lisa mattresses are meticulously designed and assembled in the USA for exceptional quality. And they back it all up with free shipping, easy returns, and a 120-night sleep trial. I think you'll absolutely love how this impacts your life and your sleep. It definitely will have you feeling cozy and just, I don't know, like wrapped in love when you sleep. That's the way I would describe my experience. Go to Lisa.com for the early access July 4th sale, 25% off select mattresses, plus get an extra $50 off with promo code SK.
SK!
Exclusive for our listeners. That's Leesa.com, promo code SK.
SK!
For early access July 4th. Sale 25% off select mattresses plus a extra $50 off. Support our show and let them know we sent you after checkout. Lisa.com, promo code SK.
Lisa! Tyra Banks has filed a lawsuit against Netflix regarding her portrayal in the docuseries Reality Check Inside America's Next Top Model. Angel, your initial thoughts.
Did she not see it before they put it out there?
Did she not watch America's Next Top Model?
I just was like, when we watched it, I said, and it says executive producer, Tyra Banks. Did she not get her link to look at the...
I ain't seen you no Vimeo.
She had to have got the watermarked one with her name on it,
ain't too. Ain't seen nothing on Dropbox.
No frame.io.
Ain't no frame.
I was like, I know they sent the frame.io where you put the little notes like, I look like Cruella DeVille here. If we could switch that up, that would be nice. I don't understand. I watched it like, girl, you couldn't have watched this. You must have just left this email unread. Because there's...
Tyra, we need your final notes. We gonna publish it.
We gotta push upload now. Are you gonna tell us yay or nay?
And that's the thing, like, I'ma say the most damaging part of the Netflix doc on Tyra was Tyra in the present. It was the things you were saying today.
Yeah.
The way you seem to like not catch why that was a problem then or now. The way you was like, no, yeah, you know, it's just the times. It's just the times. That's what people wanted. I said, girl, you was the defamation. You was the D in defamation.
She was like, because we were rooting for her. You know, we were. I was. When I brought up her sleeping on a mattress, I was rooting for her.
And the thing is, so this lady named Legal Miga on Threads kind of broke it down.
I'll
synthesize this. Basically, what she's saying, Tyra's accusing Netflix of twisting her words and editing her statements in the doc to say something she didn't mean, right? And that's why she's suing for defamation. She's like, we agreed that y'all wouldn't frame me in XYZ way. Y'all sign on the dotted line, y'all frame me in XYZ way. The ironic part of that is literally what the people in America's Next Top Model said you did to them.
She's like, that's not the same.
Like the
irony. You all weren't executive producers, so we can do that to you.
And she said, well, that was on production. Girl,
You ain't part of production? Specifically that scene where they made it seem like that white girl in the hot tub was just cheating on her boyfriend. And by all intents and accounts, she was sexually assaulted. And she said, y'all did not frame this correctly. And then y'all put me on the talk show and re-drug me through the mud. And I had to go work at Walgreens. So it's like, now, Tyra, girl, you might have to understand the irony of this particular. And I'm not even saying they didn't do what you said they did. Maybe they did. But then people just said that about you.
Absolutely. And I don't. When my thing is, I just, me personally, feel like she had the opportunity to see that final cut.
Right.
Like.
But that's what her lawsuit says is, I saw the final cut, signed off on it, and then y'all changed it. That's what she's saying. Y'all, we had an agreement and y'all went against what I said.
They probably moved the lower thirds. They probably moved the lower third. I want to see if they changed it and how much and if it really changed the narrative or if it was just like, now Tyra, they threw the end cards in differently. But like
the official graphics package,
right?
The effects is different, y'all.
But like these are the words that you thought they sounded good. Don't you hate that? That's probably like with what we talked about in the regular episode. David Oyelowo probably thought to himself, "This sounds good. What I'm saying, it's so like,
yes."
And then you hear it back through other people's brains, and you go,
"Yeah." Just to go back there with you for a second. You did say that, and your brain, it passed all filters.
Yeah.
And people said, did you just say add slavery to subservience? You were like, yes, because that's bad. That is bad. That is bad.
Yeah.
This was wrong.
Yeah.
This was wrong. That's not what I meant, y'all. Slavery and subservience? Pish posh.
Pish posh. And listen, the one thing I'll give David, it was that one topic, one little part of the interview. She did the whole document. Documentary.
Episode after episode after episode after episode.
Where you sounded crazy.
And looked crazy.
Very. Very.
That girl said, I mean, you know, it was production. It was the times, y'all.
It was the times.
These are the times we all wish for.
So it'd be different if it was like, okay, it's one thing that was said that is like, whoo, in the context and how you said it, it looks bad. But baby girl, you had a bad showing altogether.
You went 1 for 87 in that documentary. Yes. You literally made everything worse.
Yes.
And we were talking about this on the way to the dinner the other night. The thing is, Tyra Banks, she meant well in some aspects, right? She wanted to include more black women in modeling high fashion. She wanted to include more plus size women in modeling and high fashion. Then she wanted to subject them to the same abuse that they were all getting.
Yes,
she was like, you get in here and come, and we're going to treat you terribly like everybody else.
Come here, fatty. Get in here.
Fatty and Blackie. And if you can be both in one, we're going to treat you terribly how they treated us.
Yes.
She didn't see that. No, people like, nobody should have been treated that way. She's like, but we were. And I made sure everybody was abused equally. And I don't see why y'all are being mad at me. Because Fat and Black weren't even getting abused. I made sure to bring them in and said, yes.
They were
eating disorders are not just for skinny people.
You should have it too.
You get in here too.
Yeah, she's like, I hired them. They weren't getting hired. I hired them and then talked about why they don't ever get hired. To their face in front of national TV.
Tomato, tomato.
Why are y'all mad at me?
Yeah. So I can't wait to see how this lawsuit goes.
Well, I think here's the other thing. You know, in defamation, you got to prove that there's a loss of income.
She didn't lose money at that dang on yogurt ice cream shop. The lava ice cream. She didn't lose money off of that lava ice cream.
I don't think that.
That is where she lost her money, Kevin.
I don't think that ice cream was going nowhere.
But now it's definitely not going nowhere.
Smize and Dream?
pre-melted ice cream. Was that her thing?
It's like lava ice cream.
What was it, like pre-melted or something?
I don't know, because I haven't gone to Australia to figure it out.
Why does she live in Australia?
To get away from these models, they were going to kill her.
They can't get over to Australia.
They said, bitch, you would be glad my passport got revoked during this show.
Go to the website.
Hot ice cream. Smize and Dream is an artisanal ice cream brand famous for its brick and mortar flagship in Sydney, Australia, and its viral first of a kind hot ice cream.
They put eyeballs on an ice cream sandwich. Man, get up out of here.
But she's losing money because of the documentary to this.
I don't think she is.
Yes, people are like, uh-uh, abuser. I don't want ice cream no more. Not no hot ice cream. I'm going to take this cold ice cream from Ben and Jerry.
What's more opposite than hot ice cream?
Hot ice?
Icy Hot did it. And people put it on when they hurting.
That's a great point.
And hot ice makes you think, well, what is this stupid thing? Let me try it.
We should go try it. This is just hot cocoa, but with different flavors.
I'm in love with the cocoa.
We're going to try it.
I want to go to Australia so bad.
Shit, not as much as I do. But then
you wanna go? Be
like, yes. But then I also think, let's take, we do Unruly Cousin in Australia.
I would. That would
we
be
go
a
out
dream.
With the kangaroos.
I'd be so scared of them. I'm scared of all. I'm scared of all the animals in
that's
Australia.
That's the thing about Australia that I can't get past. Every time you see this is the biggest, worst, most venomous. 9 times out of 10.
It's Australia.
Them spiders be big as Baby Yoda. Ah! Snakes falling through the roof.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. Crocodile Dundee, yeah.
That's only the Outback.
No, it's at the Four Seasons.
No, it's not.
Them spiders be checking in with their own suitcase. And them big spiders be like, man, watch out.
I can't.
You can shoot them spiders with a gun.
This hot ice cream looks so stupid.
I feel like you're gonna doo-doo for days. Let's doo-doo for days.
You gonna doo-doo for a month.
Fried ice cream is good.
That's the food of champions. Mm-hmm. That I remember thinking about that. You can't do that. You can. Roll up in some cornflakes. You ain't got to fry it long. Yeah. Who came up with that?
Somebody
that's
fat.
You and your people, Josh.
Oh yeah, there's a restaurant across the street that's got fried ice cream for dessert.
From your house or from here?
How did we get over to Australia? How did we get here? Tyra Banks, thank you.
It's a 16-hour flight too.
I'm cool with that.
But the thing is, they got a Delta nonstop to Sydney that leaves at 10 p.m.
That's perfect. You sleep regular time.
If I can do 8 hours sleep on the plane,
you would.
Then I only got 8 hours regular. That's just a flight to London.
And then 4 hours you're making video, 4 hours you're watching ATOT.
And there you go.
I think it's fine. I don't mind a long flight if I got somebody.
It's a very exciting week for all three of us. Well, maybe not you, but it should be you. Huh? Them dragons come back.
Oh, June 22nd. Yeah. June 21st.
Oh, nigga, and they better be fighting on Sunday night.
I'm gonna work backwards, though.
What you mean?
I'm doing Game of Thrones after I watch this.
That's the way to do it.
Okay, perfect. Because I'm excited right now. I can't.
After you watch this, you go back and watch Game of Thrones.
Well,
watch Dunkin' Egg.
I love Dunkin' Egg.
Dunkin' Egg.
Okay, go about Dunkin' Egg. Game of Thrones.
I'm saving Game of Thrones for when we start traveling again. Because that's
there
good.
There you go. That's
real good. Them dragons. You're not watching it with your lady.
Game of Thrones. I don't know if she's into it.
Okay.
That doesn't matter, Josh.
What do you mean?
What she's into doesn't matter. Melissa is still getting mad at me for watching things that I watched before I knew her. Mm. When she found out, you watched The Sopranos? Girl, I watched The Sopranos in 1999.
That's a retroactive.
We didn't even know each other. I started that show in El Paso. I remember my brother had the VHS of the complete season. And she was like, huh.
And you didn't wait for her.
I didn't wait to meet her. Angel, how dare I watch a DVD? Because my brother didn't have no cable, so I was watching that daggone season one of Sopranos DVD box in 1999 at his little apartment, and she can't believe it.
Because it's so rude.
It is rude.
We'll watch. I'll try to get her to watch House of Dragons, and then we'll revisit.
Because she could jump in this season, Joshy. You don't need to know much. We finna fight. We finna kill. We finna do some incest.
Fly some dragons.
Fly some dragons. We got the Battle of the Gullet coming up. There's going to be some naval battles. I can't wait.
I'm in.
How many episodes is it?
I don't know.
What is this? Season 3, right?
I'm new here.
What of this thing? Probably three. You know how they like to do us.
Isn't it two?
Eight. It's eight.
Okay. Thank God.
From June 21st. He said it did two. Through.
No. It's season two.
Season three.
Season one, Rhaenyra was young and Allison was young and the king his face was on. Season two.
You're telling me things I would have known.
I thought you watched it.
I haven't seen any of this. He hasn't watched
any of this. You're not ready for us.
Are you starting with season three?
No, you
gotta. You just said I could jump in.
No. You need to start off season one.
You need to start off season one. I thought you meant. No, you can't jump into season three.
Yeah, you'll be so confused.
Hell no.
Because there's shit that didn't happen to children. You got to see what didn't happen.
You got
to
watch. I can do.
They're 10 each?
Eight?
No, it's like eight and seven.
Eight
I can bang that out.
You can bang that out.
He's about the 21st.
I'm banged out less. Especially on my home editing.
See, how can you. I can't listen. This is why I hate to edit.
Because editing pictures or editing this?
Editing pictures.
Oh, okay.
No, editing because video.
You can't have two people talking.
Oh, my God.
Editing video is tough unless I already know what I'm doing and I took notes.
That's why my content don't go up. Because I'll be on the phone and I can't edit videos.
You talking too much.
I'm connecting.
You can't share screens on
FaceTime. I'll be more efficient than you because I don't be on that phone. You be like, ha-ha, yes, I did.
You connected.
Before we move on, I forgot to tell you about this on the Knicks and I know we got to do an ad. Forgot to talk about James Dolan met with the Knicks players and told them to abstain from sex for 10 weeks.
10 weeks?
To lock in. Could you do it, Angel? What could you abstain for sex for 10 weeks for in the pursuit of?
Anything. What are we talking about? Anything. I mean, at some point in time, I'm going to want it, but I could definitely abstain. That's the
10 weeks?
Yes.
That's like 2.5 calendar months.
Yeah. The mind of whatever diagnosis I don't have, I don't know if it's ADHD, whatever it is, mixed with sprinkle a little perimenopause, sprinkle a little just regular brain stress load. Oh, yeah. I'd figure it out. I just got to get, because it's not like my horniness comes in spouts, so I just have to get past the spout. You know, just a little. Once I get over that, it's not like all day long. Pretty much just get me through the morning. If I'm not around the dick in the morning, I'm good. Like, I could definitely, definitely do 10 weeks. I'm not saying that it would be a walk in the park.
Yeah.
But it's also not going to be a marathon.
That's so interesting how women and men experience sex so differently. For me, 10 weeks would be much more difficult. It would only be feasible without like struggle and strain if I were like separated from Liz.
I mean,
like on the road.
That's more than 40 days, 40 nights.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's almost a full season. That's almost 3 months. Yeah. 10 weeks, a full season is 12 weeks.
Yeah.
October, November, December, that's, you mean from the whole fall, I ain't getting no butt? Here's the thing.
That's Penny Groundhog, though.
Because you slide that booty up over on me. That's the thing about men, I believe. I ain't even thinking about it till I am. And once it's on the mind, I got to see it through.
Squirrel.
You come to bed, you got out the shower, you done your skincare routine, you done put on, I mean, at this stage of marriage, it ain't no real lingerie. It's really an anime shirt.
Yeah.
It's whatever shirt is in my drawer. I got to keep these type of shirts ready and available from Lisa. Mm-hmm. Got to keep them clean. Mm-hmm. This type of shirt has become her pajamas over the last few years. I remember early in my marriage, I was like, lingerie, come on. And then after a while, I said, man, that's probably just not going to be a thing a lot. You know, you get
it. Yes, it's just so complicated.
It's not. Once she was like, hey, man, that's not actually comfortable to sleep in.
No.
And you do a little sex, okay. But after that, T-shirt me down.
I don't want it.
Pajamas be down. And also, it don't make me no never mind.
Exactly. That's the honest to God truth.
If the butt's underneath, I don't care. What's the sheath?
You're like, is there a burger in the wrapper?
That's what I'm saying.
Is there a burger in the plastic bag? Is there a burger in there?
Is there a burger in there?
I'm getting the burger out.
Just like Uber Eats. It's like lingerie could be just, you know, I put the little sticker on it because of COVID. We're going to go sticker and close the bag. You know, we didn't touch it. Yeah. Right? If they bought me the Uber Eats and handed me that Chick-fil-A box, I'd be like, nice. If they handed me it in their hand, they had a glove on it, they'd knock on my door and said, here, with a glove.
They just slid 10 chicken minis across the table. I can just eat them like one by this. One.
Oh, now I want a chicken mini. I mean, I would have to be away from Marcus. Mm-hmm. He would be the obstacle, not that I couldn't be like, oh, let's just not.
So you could just, women just don't be thinking about sex like that.
We do think about sex sometimes, absolutely. But it's, for me, it's moments. It's not.
What do you think about more, food or sex?
A big girl. A big, big girl.
I think about food more, too.
Yeah, I think about
food. Because I'm getting food.
You know where I thought about going after a really cousin's yesterday? I was like, you know what's in this proximity? That Jamaican spot.
Oh, yeah.
Sure is. It's right around the corner from there.
Listen. Oh, y'all should have went to the chicken place that was over there. It's called Best Damn Chicken.
Can't lie about it.
Mm-hmm. And they, when you come in, they go, damn, you look hungry. That's the greeting.
I want to go to a restaurant like that.
It was literally.
Because I am.
And then when you leave, they say, you have a good damn day.
I like this.
Yeah, it was right around
the valley?
Corner. Yeah, literally.
Is it new?
It came out last year. I remember Meg Scoop DM'd me and was like, check out my friend's new chicken spot.
And yeah. I remember that.
Chicken and fish.
But I don't listen to
that. Yeah, I've had both.
All right, let's do that and then we'll move on.
Okay, let's do it because, baby, we over here talking about sex, right? And so this erection and episode is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Blue Chew!
Yeah. Listen. I don't know why anybody would ask anyone to have to abstain from sex for 10 weeks. But if you're not on that train, get on this Blue Chew train, okay? Hey-o. Because good consensual dick ain't never hurt nobody, okay? Because when the vibe is right, ooh. That is what your woman is going to want and need. Be her rock with Blue Chew.
Hey-o.
Okay? They're sponsoring this podcast, and they're sponsoring your bedroom performance. And with their new arousal-boosting formula, you're getting turned on mentally and hard physically. Brick in the brain, brick in the body. Come on. Bow. Okay? I saw a Blue Chew rapper on the street the other day. That's a walk of fame. Okay? Knock, knock. Who's there? That's the sound of your bedpost when you use Blue Chew. Blue Chew Gold is better sex in a tablet. They combine 4 ingredients into one powerful solution. 2 ingredients get you hard physically, and 2 support arousal and desire in the brain. It works fast and lasts. Guys, have a complete experience in the bedroom with Blue Chew Gold. There's a reason Blue Chew is the number one brand for better sex. Experience it yourself at BlueChew.com, and we've got a special deal for our listeners. Right now, when you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third free with promo code SK.
SK!
That's promo code SK.
SK!
You will also receive an additional 10% off and free overnight shipping in your first order. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the pod and the bedroom.
All right. In acting news, David Oyelowo is in hot water for his comments on the 154
as he should.
Podcast with Godfrey. And I don't know
if you're Godfrey! Hey! How I used to be.
Talking about black accent. Or talking about accent.
Go and get my kid. I remember that. Woo. Imagine you have to go and get the cane for yourself.
Oh, yeah. Go and get my kid.
Yeah, I don't know where it is.
It'll be slogged.
Yeah. American. Father? Or just American?
No, American. Just an American accent.
Is that trying to be Godfrey?
Uh-oh. Get on back now.
What are you saying now?
I don't know.
How do I sound?
I don't know. How do you sound, Godfrey?
Why are we doing this?
Why are we getting
more crazy every time I'm talking like Godfrey?
How about Southerner?
How about what?
A Southerner.
Well, if I'm being a Southerner, well, you know what? You know what happens to Southerners? If you take the Nigerian accent like this, and you slow it down, you put a lot of slavery in there.
Facts.
And then you start to put a little bit of subservience in it.
Mm.
This is what starts to happen to the Nigerian accent.
Man.
It goes. Because literally, if you're down here and you start to speed it up, and then you start to take all the thing out of it, then before you know it, you're talking like this.
Now we are free again.
Now we are free. We are released.
Hey. That's right. Your smooth transition. You see
that? All right, Angel. As our only, our reigning resident actor, professional accent person, because you don't want me to see, you don't want my black British accent, because it's too spot on. We can't get into that right now. What are your thoughts?
I'm glad he apologized because it was the stupidest shit. Will you add some subservience to it? It doesn't, like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. And it tells you what he thinks of us. I don't care what his apology says. It tells you what he thinks of Southern people. It's the same thing when people feel like Southerners sound, and they
equate their accent with intelligence.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. That when you hear a Southern accent, oh, they must not have a high IQ or good education.
Mm-hmm.
As if the two are connected in any way, shape, or form.
In any way, shape, or form.
And I do believe, and this is what's unfortunate, and not to pit black people against other black people, I do believe that there feels to be somewhat of a consensus of it feeling like certain African groups just feel a level of superiority over black Americans. And I'm not sure if that's just a narrative that's being pushed by the algorithm and it's not honestly true.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it be feeling hella like true that's the thought behind black America. That's the thought behind certain African groups when thinking about black Americans.
You can listen to a lot of first gen from families, from immigrants, and I'm talking about people we've seen in the public. Our parents told us to not be like black Americans. Lazy, Akata or Akata. Mm. Akata, one of those terms is like a slang slur for lazy African. Mm. Akata, forgive me. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
Nigerians have said this publicly. Their parents were like, don't be lazy. We are more educated. You got to work harder. Don't just be, you know, rapping and making music into crime like black people. Caribbean people, as I'm talking about the people.
Yeah.
The kids of the parents have said, I had to kind of unlearn some of that stuff that my parents have said. So I don't think you're far off from that, because people have said it. My parents have said that to me about black Americans. We get to America. I came here for a better country. You're not going to be lazy like them.
So this is why you be getting the side eye for me when I see them playing African Americans in biopics. I'd be like, now ho, what you doing over here?
Now ho?
Now ho. I was ending hold on, not
oh,
ho.
Oh, okay. I was
like, what you doing over here?
Yeah.
Like, I am confused at why you're honored to play this person when some of the rhetoric that comes out of the communities that they are connected with, not to say that they specifically believe it.
No, for sure.
It definitely feels as if we are seen as less than. So
I'm sorry.
The last thing, I believe he felt exactly what he said. His apology is just realizing, oh shit, I shouldn't have said it.
I don't know about that, but I don't know about that. You feel me?
I mean,
you also have a lot of black Brits who are classically trained. They go to acting school and they have said, this is in my words. They have said, well, we went to school for this. We are trained. And a lot of times in America, they just go to auditions. They just sometimes get booked by just going. So there's a little bit of feeling of I am more trained than you. Therefore, I think I am better than you.
Some people, they are. Not me. Not me.
Who got the MFA?
Me.
Who got the MFA?
I surely
do. Double degree. My nigga, double degree.
A triple, baby.
Triple degree.
Bow, bow, bow.
Two masters?
I have two masters.
Two masters?
Yeah.
I only got one because I love them. Two masters.
Clear, you didn't listen. I only love the Lord. I would never get a master's degree because I would never serve nobody else but the Lord of hosts. Yeah. Now, I'll skip to a PhD. Yeah. But I can't get no master because Jehovah Jireh.
Now, somebody, Stacy brought up, she was like, don't forget black people viewed Africans as lesser than. I will say this. That wasn't rhetoric that was brought up in my household. Like, my mother was never like, and them Africans. I do feel like it was more so media possibly feeding that more for than sure. It being that was something that my elders were instilling into me to think about.
The media, the global media has conspired against the continent of Africa to minimize its advancements in everything and to highlight everything negative about it.
Yeah.
Britain, Portugal, the colonization, Belgium.
Yeah.
You rip these resources out of this country, right? Out of these countries, I should say. I was just thinking specifically about Belgium was in the Congo. You rip these resources out of this country and then you say, and look, they have nothing, right? Uh-huh. So I for sure, the media, when I was a kid, I don't remember hardly anything positive in the media about Africa. No. All you ever really saw was Feed the Children commercials.
Yeah.
You know, and African booty scratcher, that term,
yeah.
And then our parents would say, what was commonplace is if you don't eat their food, there's a starving kid in Africa who would.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that's absolutely true. But to Angel's point, my mom was never, I don't remember my mom ever saying there's somebody hungry in Africa, but maybe she did. But she's never like, don't be like them.
Yes.
It wasn't like how immigrant parent or children of immigrants have said their parents have done. I don't want to be the proponent of diaspora wars, but I'm glad he apologized.
Now, why do you think that saying that a Southern accent, a black Southern accent, is adding subservience?
I don't know. So, okay. When you take up accents linguistically, they will. I've watched a lot of accent videos. Mm-hmm. And when I was watching one on the British RP, I think is that the posh one?
Uh-huh.
One of the things that the accent teacher will teach you, he said, before you say a word, if you want to do this accent, you need to think you're better than everybody. I need to have an air of aristocracy, right? So some accent work is an idea of the person that speaks like this, right? So I'm thinking, like, when I heard that, low-key, it was one of the times where I was like, there ain't no way he said that the way I'm reading in the quotes, as I tend to do. Let me go to the source and listen. And when I listened, I said, he actually did say that exactly.
Those words.
Put a little slavery in it was already cringe. Mm-hmm. We said Southern. You said put a little slavery in. I said,
mm-hmm. He said, and but then when you come back, now we're free. That was God.
And
free.
That too. That I whole said, thing God, was like,
dog, just ooh. Go ahead. Tell me what you think of me. Tell me what you think and of all my people. Because my people from the South, so tell me what you think of us.
You from Kentucky.
My people's from North Carolina. So for me, I took it as a huge amount of offense because I was like.
I took offense.
What? Yeah. What did you say? So for me, as someone who's done, I get when a person is teaching an accent, the person is trying to get you to from point A to point Z as fast as possible.
Yeah.
So they're using whatever terms or color or scenario to get you there. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, an accent is just changing different how you articulate certain things and using the articulators in your mouth in different ways. So whether it's pulling the corners of your mouth closer together, whether it's making your tongue sit flatter, whether it's making certain sounds more guttural towards your glottis.
Forward.
Like right. Iris, you got to put that in the front. How did it,
Yes.
How did it
So at the end of the day, it's not so much about, or yes, some things are more sing-songy. There's more some languages that are more melodic. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really have to do with a person's attitude towards themselves or towards the speaker.
Yeah.
Or towards the hearer, I should say. Mm-hmm. So you don't actually have to say, add some slavery to it.
I agree with you.
You could say, slow it down and make the melody a lot more slower.
Yeah.
And then drop the endings off of some of the words a little more. You don't have to say, add some, if you add a little, I'm going to get beat by Massa. And I'm not.
Massa, please.
Yes. Then you'll get the Southern accent.
That's a joke from Safe Space if you haven't watched. So, yeah. He apologized. And also, I just got to say this. People were trolling him and talking crazy about him. They was like, man, that's why his production company is called Yoruba Saxon or Yoruba. Yoruba Saxon, I think it's pronounced. And I was like, that man's production company ain't called that. They was like, he married to a white woman. That's the name of his production company. I said, man, that's not true. Mm-hmm. Let me look this up.
True, huh?
Oh.
This man played Martin Luther the King.
Oh, okay. So I said, David, God dog, brother. I mean, I'm trying to help you now.
No, he don't need no help. He said, when I was playing Martin Luther King, I thought, this man is subservient. This man.
And that's the logical, even though Martin Luther King's not Southern, and that's your daddy. So I know you took offense.
He is. But even though he might not be from the South.
Yeah. Where's Martin Luther King from? I thought he's from Georgia.
Well, then that is the damn South.
So he did think that Martin Luther King was subservient, put some slavery in his war. Where Martin Luther King born? I know he born in Atlanta. Was he from there?
Atlanta.
He born in Atlanta?
So you telling me my daddy.
Your daddy.
One of my greatest heroes. You have to think slavery.
I think what I was thinking, you couldn't have been thinking slavery subservient to Martin Luther King. I am incorrect. He absolutely was like, yes, sir, massa, white man dream. That's what he put
and
it
this
together.
Is why I'm saying.
I'm sorry, Josh. That what he told me. He
laughing.
Marched on Selma.
I'm not laughing.
You can't laugh, Josh.
Let me tell you, that it pissed me off. And I said, you could take that motherfucking accent and wipe your ass with it. In that apology, too.
Oh, he apologized. David Oyelowo. Blue check, Instagram. I want to apologize unreservedly to all those who were rightly offended by my comments on the 154 Africa podcast regarding Southern accents. It was the wrong thing to say, and it is not how I feel. I have nothing but deep respect and great love for black people. Stop it. Mm-hmm. I can't read it if you go shake your head.
Because that's a lie.
I have deep respect for black people of all kinds, especially those from the American South. I should have been doing this in a British accent the whole time.
Please and thank you.
I want to apologize unreservedly to all those who are rightly offended by my comments on the 154 Africa podcast regarding Southern accents. It was the wrong thing to say, and it's not how I feel.
Oh, my God.
I have nothing but deep respect and great love for the black people of all kinds, especially those from American South. Reducing dialect.
You're going all over the place.
Born I feel like we just
all over the diaspora. Yeah. Born from the richness and resilience of the black Southern culture. He was careless and wrong. All I care truly about is lifting up the black Southerners. I feel like I'm more in Australia now.
Oh, yeah. I'm letting you stamp that passport.
But all of my black brothers and my sisters, I can't get out of Australia.
Sisters.
From all places through my work and my words. Please forgive my failure to do so in this instance. David Oyelowo.
What he said, all he cares about is what? That's already a lie. All he cares
all
about?
All I truly care about is lifting up my black brothers
lies!
And sisters.
And then you're free, Kev.
And then we're free!
That's not all you care about. That is what you thought. Yeah. You just unfortunately said it out loud. That's this. Just call a spade a spade. No, that is really how I was getting into the accent.
Yeah, yeah.
But did I not sound like y'all? That's what he should have... are you saying I didn't sound like y'all? Because I feel like I do, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I just... David, amazing actor. It's not taken away from his talent.
No,
but that is. But it's very telling to me. You ain't going to be able to untell it.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can't untell
you,
it.
You can't untell
you
it.
You think the people from the South sound subservient and got a bit of slavery. Little.
Martin Luther King was born in 1929. And you said slavery and subservience in your voice. 1929. Slavery been over since 1865.
You know what I need to do? I haven't done it. Is researched how the Southern accent came about, because I do believe it is a combination of the enslaved people being brought mm-hmm. in the American, not American, the white man's English mm-hmm. From England being mixed together a little bit more yep. because they didn't come over. The no. white folk from England didn't come over speaking in a Southern accent.
I watch videos on like how accents develop, how people in Louisiana French act. They have so much French stuff.
Yeah, they have
you
a lot.
Compare French accents to Louisiana. And, you know, there were a lot of French speaking people in Louisiana, yeah. Creole, mm-hmm. all that type of stuff. The connection between Irish and Jamaican accents and stuff. White people from Baltimore feel like sound like they're using British, like they'll say to and do the same way they do in England. But I don't have the answer on why, because I forgot.
Yeah, I feel like we never talked about it as far as in when I was taking dialect classes. Mm-hmm. But I definitely feel like it is. Yes, I feel like Irish is in there too, Aggie. So I'm like, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Get out of here with that mess. If you weren't up to speed already, Cash App is way more than just a safe way to send and receive money. With the Cash App card, you can unlock tons of perks without all the hidden fees. Enjoy benefits like exclusive early access to nationwide concert pre-sales. Kendrick Lamar and Carpenter, to name a couple of recent examples. Plus discounts on everyday purchases and popular brands you probably already spending money on. Add your card to your digital wallet to make money moves easier. Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with the Cash App card, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage. If you overdraft unexpectedly, there's no hidden fees. You also unlock higher borrow limits and custom personalized checkback offers every Friday at places you love to shop. I love that. Also, you can hit your savings goal even faster by turning on roundups in your Cash App card. With roundups, every purchase you make using the card is rounded up to the nearest dollar, and the spare change is automatically put into your savings. Let me tell you, this is such a great way to not only spend money and send money, excuse me, and receive money, but it's a great way for you to be able to get the most out of your cash by using the Cash App card. Because, baby, when these tickets concert, you know, we in the concerts, summer concert series right now. So you're going to want to use your Cash App card to get some good early action, all right? New Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use code CASHAPP10.
CASHAPP10.
In their profile and sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking service provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank member FDIC. Cash App Visa debit flex cards issued by Sutton member FDIC. Sutton Bank member FDIC and the Bancorp Bank N.A., pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. See terms and conditions for the Sutton prepaid card, Sutton debit flex card, and Bancorp debit flex card. Cash App green features, savings, direct deposit, roundups, overdraft coverage, and discounts provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
Disclosures. All right. Let's continue on. People in hot water.
Continuing on.
While we're here, Jay-Z's in hot water because he is collaborating with Target.
Oh, yeah.
To pre-order Target exclusive anniversary editions of Reasonable Doubt.
30 years.
30 years of Reasonable Doubt. You know who was in line buying Reasonable Doubt when it came out 30 years ago?
Not you.
Other people.
I was.
Joshy, we know.
I got to go to the 20-year anniversary. I got a little cassette tape.
Josh was 3 years old when Reasonable Doubt dropped.
What a time, man.
I don't even.
I mean, what a time. I was kicking and screaming. I'm feeling it.
He was a year younger than Micaiah.
Oh, my God. We took Micaiah to Hell's Kitchen.
Why?
I'm going to tell you. Mel and Greg had went to a one-woman show.
Yes, they went to go see my special dot. Yes, I was there with them.
Who loved it. She's nothing but great things. Couldn't take the girls. Mm-hmm. Isaiah's homegirl was in Hell's Kitchen as Alicia Keys' character.
I know, because right? I told you.
Yeah, you did. She did great. So we got tickets. They took Micaiah. We took Micaiah. Oh,
no. I don't understand at all.
Not a big fan of Broadway.
I mean, Hell's Kitchen specifically is like, it's not Lion King.
No. No.
It's yeah, not, that's what you it's not Michael her. Jackson.
No, it's not. This baby wanted Melissa's phone because McKinley got to play it prior to the play opening. She wanted it, and Melissa gave it to her. Like, they took turns.
No iPad?
No iPad. Mm. But then when the time for the curtains come down, you know, Liz was like, okay, you know, we got to watch a show. So she gave her the phone. She's like, I want water. I'm hungry. And I know we shouldn't have took her. Shut up.
Yo, why did y'all just drop her off at my house?
I don't know. I don't know where you live.
Dummy.
What this baby did for 10, 15 minutes straight, Angel.
She was like, get me out of here.
And then when she did that, she did this for another 10 minutes.
And how close to the front were y'all?
We weren't even that close.
Okay.
She really stood on business, was like, I don't want any of this. I don't want to hear a word Alicia Keys' mom said. Also, fun fact, Alicia Keys' mom is white.
You didn't know that?
Fun fact.
Cross my mind.
That she was a biracial woman?
I don't think about
it. Biracial girl.
Sean. Didn't cross my mind at all.
Yeah. Yeah, so did you get to see, oh my God, I blinked on the baby's name.
Marley?
Thank you. Did you get to see Marley as Allie?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why we went.
Okay, y'all got to go on a day that she was, okay, good.
The fact that Isaiah's friend from sixth grade is playing the lead character in a Broadway touring production. I said, what's happening in my life?
Right. That's why I was like, how come they, I was like, they ain't seen this shit? Cause this is not normal.
I didn't know. So she's the understudy, but she right. got to play mm-hmm. that, you know, I thought she was in the ensemble when she booked. I didn't know she was understudying for the lead role. That
play won a Grammy.
Did it?
Yes. I mean, Alicia walked that one in.
I can see
Hell's Kitchen won it.
I can see that.
Did that black man sing his butt off? The daddy and the mama?
Man.
The daddy and the mama?
The daddy and the mama sang they butt off.
That mama, I said, go ahead.
I got to meet her.
Oh, she walked. I didn't get to say hi to her because I was, Marley's mama was talking to me, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't be like, white lady.
No, white lady.
Come here and let me slap you. Sing it like that.
I met her the next day at an event. That white lady sang and that dad sang. And I was so, I'd just be so jealous of singers.
I mean, both of them.
I can't do what y'all do. Have you heard that TikTok song? you never take me to Bangladesh.
No.
You never heard this? Get on the talk, Angel. It's my guilty pleasure. You never take me to Bangladesh. You never cook me sausage on an open flame. You never anoint me with oil. Never write me a novel. You never poison the mojitos of my enemies.
Oh. Wow.
I literally thought I was front row Pantages right now.
I know. Broadway been talking to me about doing my own thing.
And they need to talk louder to you.
It's my play called Singing Accents.
Singing Accents. Get ready.
But back to Jameson Z.
I was going to say, and then we're going to get back to Micaiah been calling my husband Marcus so often. It's hilarious.
On her iPad?
Yes.
Has she told him to turn around and hang up on him yet?
No.
That's how she gets off the phone. She'll talk to you on the iPad and she'll be like, Uncle, look at that. Look that way. And you look and you hear doo-doo. She thinks it's the funniest thing in the world.
She's calling him to get Amar to call her.
Hey, tell that baby call me on the pad.
Amar was like, I don't have her number. I said, well, ask Micaiah. McKinley what Micaiah's number
and
is.
And it's so funny because they can only get their iPads on the weekends. So as soon as they get it, get Amar going. Hey, man, yeah. I miss you down to the Robux.
Okay, sorry, Jay-Z.
Now, you back in Target, you ain't back.
I'm not back, like, on a regular. If I don't have any other place to go grab something, I'm going into Target. But
are you upset with Jay?
I'm tired. There's...
Are you personally upset with Jay-Z's financial decisions, Angel?
I am... Like, I can count on one hand how many times I've been into Target since I thought that the boycott was over. And it was. I think I've probably been in there two or three times.
Yeah.
I know that
go ahead, I'm sorry.
That everybody wants everybody to do the exact same thing. And that everybody wants everybody to run their business the exact same way. Mm-hmm. I don't.
I'm going to tell you about me. I don't know who's in Target, who's not. A lot of people on the Patreon are saying a lot of people have their vinyls in Target, not just Jay-Z. When I tell you, Target to me, Target, Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, 7-Eleven, they're all the same to me. It's easier for me to boycott because I was never like a Target shopper. Sometimes people just be like, I like Target.
I think of proximity, if it's closer to you, that's just a store that you're going to.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Now, that's when I live at home. Mm-hmm. On the road, Target comes in. You forget your draws.
It's
you
ain't open. Got no,
Target be also, Target often has CVS in there. So if you need to get your prescription.
And now they got Ulta.
They got Ulta?
Oh, yeah. They've had Ulta.
I know Kohl's does. Target got Ulta.
I got Kohl's cash. Yeah,
they got a lot of Ulta in there.
I feel like, did I see that? I can't remember. But I feel, obviously, if you're right, you're right. But I can't, my brain is not locking that image into my head.
I see this Patreon comment. Unpopular opinion. If Jay-Z wasn't married to Beyonce, I think he wouldn't be out of here. Maybe out here. He wouldn't be as relevant as he is. I think Beyonce has given him a lot of staying power. I think he has a lot of relevance on his own. I think Beyonce has a lot of relevance on her own, mm-hmm. and she lends it to him, yep. and he lends it to her.
Yeah, I was about to say, and vice versa.
I think they both benefit from knowing each other. But yes, I believe being married to Beyonce has been tremendously, tremendously beneficial to him as a business person and a brand. Mm-hmm. She often has the biggest black artists mm-hmm. working that year. I don't think there's an artist bigger than Beyonce. In black spaces,
In white spaces, there are some, but
yeah. Not. But in black spaces, it's been a few years that Beyonce been, the biggest.
And I would only say
to her.
And I would only say white artists if we're not caring about how black audiences view them.
What do you mean?
Like, I would say that there are white artists that are. Like up there, like say, let's say like a Taylor Swift. But if we were to take a poll of black people on Taylor Swift,
yeah.
Beyonce is beating her in that arena.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. Sure. Yeah, I agree.
I would put Bad Bunny before Taylor Swift in the black audience conversation.
Yes.
Black people rock with Bad Bunny like that?
I think so now.
I think they don't rock with Taylor. I just don't know. I mean, at that level. There are some black people who like Taylor, and there are some black Swifties. But I know black people listen to
Because you also have black Afro-Latinos. And they are us. We are them. So, yeah.
That's true. All right. We got to go. Patreon, we're going to do the bonus right now because we'll be on vacation this week. Everybody else, we'll see you next week. Summer hours are on the horizon. 2 more weeks. If you want, here's the thing. In the month of July, join the Patreon, KevOnStageStudios.com. If you don't want it in July, continue to do everything you're doing. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one, yeah. Here's another bang of fire. Fire, here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.